Another whoosh.
Back to the future. That's a cool future swoosh, huh?
Yes.
We're going over to the Get Your Shit Together Award. Yeah, because speaking of sex in public places, or, well, that wasn't a public place. That was a private establishment. Well, I don't know what you would have called it then, but it was a cool spot. Kudos to those guys back in the day. Yeah, check it out. Get Your Shit Together. We know that. Everybody's got to get your shit together in some component of your life. But today we're giving the award. It's a couple. It's a tie. Well, they were coupled. And we're calling this Nowhere to Run, Nowhere to Hide. What are we talking about? A couple in Lady Lake, Lake County, Florida. You know where that is? It's kind of in the middle, right dab in the middle of the state. They were spotted having sex on the street by passerbys. They told police, this is what the couple told police when they nabbed them. They had nowhere else to go.
Nowhere else to go.
No, to have sex. No. James Adams, right? He was standing there naked in front of Charm Gilbert. That's a new first name I haven't heard in a while. Charm. Who, she was lying on an electrical box. I guess she needed to get charged up.
Apparently.
Maybe Mr. Adams over there was missing a few charges. Couldn't bring it to attention.
I see.
Right. Perhaps. Because this was at the intersection. I've never been to that town. I don't know, but I did look it up. It's on the corner of Morse Boulevard and El Camino. So if you want to go check it out, yeah, there's some trees there. It's kind of like a simple intersection. Almost feels like you're in an office park somewhere. Yeah. And they were taken to the county jail where they were charged with indecent exposure and disturbing the peace. I wonder if people are complaining about them being too loud or something.
I see.
Disturbing the peace. Bond set for $1,500 each. So, hey, you two, Mr. Adams and your girlfriend, Miss Gilbert, you get the Get Your Shit Together award for today. So get your shit together. Hey, guys, you shouldn't be having sex. I mean, I could say I definitely, well, at least I was covered up. I was talking about the one time I was in downtown Omaha, Nebraska. I shouldn't be talking too much about them. I guess I've had numerous, but, you know, if you're doing it, you can't be running around naked, right?
You can in San Francisco.
In San Francisco,
oh,
that's right.
Oh, I saw it in San Francisco.
Sex on the street?
Well, I saw two gentlemen walking around. They were as free as birds. Walking together, they were naked as jaybirds.
Naked? Well, they allow that in San Francisco, don't they?
They do, but that was the first time I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
So this was a
first-hand experience, no pun intended.
Well, I didn't lend a hand to that.
You did not lend. Well, you don't want to be lending a hand to two gentlemen.
No, I don't.
I mean, if it was just the one guy, maybe you could have, but no.
I might have been able to accommodate one.
That was the, well, they're going to throw back to another movie, Zach and Miri make a porn movie. Oh, that was a movie. That was a great one. I was going to make a joke that they make at the end, the two-handed rudder. But no two-handed rudders. But the San Francisco is totally open about that. I've definitely seen people nude on the street when I lived, was there for about 3 months. Just walk in when you walk south, when you're up on Sutter and Hyde and you walk south. Yeah, you just cut right through that slice of town, the Tenderloin. Anybody been there? You've been there.
I've seen it.
You've seen it.